Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 19, King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices, Part 2, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In the material world, everyone who comes to enjoy him or herself, or in other words, lorded over material nature, is envious of others. This envy is also found in the personality of the King of Heaven, Indradeva. As evident from the revealed scriptures, Indra was several times envious of many persons. Indra was especially envious of great fruitive activities and the execution of yoga practices or siddhis. Indeed, Indra could not tolerate them, and he desired to break them up. Indra was envious due to fear that those who performed great sacrifices for the execution of mystic yoga might occupy his seat. Since no one in this material world can tolerate another's advancement, everyone in this material world is called Matsara, envious. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is therefore said that Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are completely near Matsara, non-envious. In other words, one who is not free from the contamination of envy cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. However, in Krishna consciousness, if someone excels another person, that devotee who is excelled thinks how fortunate the other person is to be advancing in devotional service. Such non-envy is typical of Vaikuntha. However, when one is envious of his or her competitor, that is material. And as such, the demigods posted in the material world are not exempt from envy. In this section of the fourth canto, the word Sakshat is significant. Prithu Maharaj was a Shakya Avesh avatar, incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Actually, Prithu Maharaj was a living entity, Jiva, but he acquired specific powers from Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, however, is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus belongs in the category of Vishnu Tattva. Maharaj Prithu belonged to the Jiva Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva indicates God, whereas the Jiva Tattva indicates the part and parcel of God. And when God's part and parcel is especially empowered, then one is called Shakya Avesh Avatar. Herein, Lord Vishnu is described as Harir Ishwara. Lord Krishna is so kind that he takes all miserable conditions away from his devotees. Consequently, Krishna is called Hari. Krishna is also described as Ishwara because Krishna can do whatever he likes. Krishna is the supreme controller. Krishna is described herein as Sarvatma, meaning that Krishna is present in everyone's heart as Supersoul. And as such, Krishna is the supreme teacher of everyone. In this section, the word Dharma Dugha is significant, for it indicates Kamadhenu. Kamadhenu is also known as Surabhi. Surabhi cows inhabit the spiritual world, and as stated in Brahma Sanghita, Lord Krishna is engaged in tending these cows, Surabhir Abhipalayantam. One can milk a Surabhi cow as often as one likes, and the cow will deliver as much milk as one requires. The word rasa means taste. Actually, all rasas are tastes within the earth. And as soon as seeds are sown in the ground, various trees sprout up to satisfy our different tastes. And there are four kinds of foodstuffs. These are technically known as charvya, those edibles which are chewed, khlekya, those which are licked up, chushya, those which are sucked, and peya, those which are drunk. In this section, there are three significant purposes expressed in the words Adhokshaja, Bhagavan, Indra, and Prithu. Maharaj Prithu is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Yet, he is a great devotee. Although an empowered incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Maharaj Prithu is nonetheless Jiva, a living entity. As such, Prithu must be a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is considered an incarnation, one should not forget one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Kali Yuga, there are many self-made incarnations, rascals, who declare themselves to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. The words Bhagavan Indra indicate that a living entity can even be as exalted and powerful as King Indra, for even King Indra is an ordinary living entity in this material world and possesses the four defects of the conditioned soul. However, King Indra is described herein as Bhagavan, which is generally used in reference to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this case, however, Indradev is addressed as Bhagavan only because Indra has so much power in his hands. Despite his becoming Bhagavan, Indra is envious of the incarnation of God, Prithu Maharaj. The defects of material life are so strong that due to contamination, even Indradev becomes envious of an incarnation of God. We should try to understand, therefore, how a conditioned soul becomes fallen. The opulence of King Prithu was not dependent on material conditions. As described in this section, Prithu was a great devotee of Adhokshaja. The word Adhokshaja indicates the personality of Godhead, who is beyond the expression of mind and words. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears before the devotees in his original form of eternal bliss and knowledge. The devotee is allowed to see the Supreme Lord face to face, although otherwise Krishna is beyond the expression of our senses and beyond our direct material perception. Recorded September 28, 2023, the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur, the Nama Acharya. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Asha.
Of all causes, he has no origin other than himself. Everything is emanating from him. Govinda, Govinda, I just worship Govinda. Not boy or impersonal. His form is spiritual, not material, and his beauty is the most attractive. Govinda, Govinda, I belong to Govinda. He is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. He is the reservoir of all our pleasure. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful, Govinda. He is the goal of meditation, and when you chant his name, he reveals himself. He's far beyond the range of sense perception. Govinda, Govinda, no one's greater than Govinda. Twamadi Deva Purusha Puranas Twamasya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful. With no effort he controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, black and beautiful.